Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. It has been a morning.
It always is.
It's always a morning
with us. I kind of think Wednesdays are a little bit, I don't know if they're cursed or what, but it's like we can literally go 6 days and not have a cross word. But I can guarantee
Wednesday mornings.
On Wednesday morning, the sh is going down.
I mean, folks, you know, what a lot of people don't know that we've been dealing with is we've been dealing with this stalker situation. And it has now gone to another level. I mean, to where we have 24-hour security. And this guy is a drug addict. He has been arrested multiple times. He's gone to jail. I mean, he's been in psych wards. You name it, he's done it. And so this guy has been relentless. How he got, you know, Savannah's phone number is beyond us. I mean, you know, but after the network got involved and all of the private investigators got involved and the police from different, you know, what do you call them, jurisdictions, her number was somehow sold on the, what is it called, the dark web?
Yes.
Was sold on the dark web. And, you know, her, what is it, iCloud. Her iCloud, someone's tried to hack into her Instagram. All of our social media has been people have tried to hack into all kinds of stuff. And, you know, it's to the point now to where none of us get any sleep because we're worried, even though we've got security guards outside of our home, walking the perimeter of the property, doing everything they need to do.
And she has security with her at all times.
And so, you know, it's gotten a little crazy, so it keeps everyone on edge. But this morning, we got the phone call that a criminal warrant is now being signed for this guy because he finally crossed the line in something that he did that allowed the state of Tennessee in this jurisdiction to go after him.
Which is so crazy that it had to get to even that point. You know, I mean, I understand that there are rules that have to be followed in order to sign warrants or whatever, but,
well, in some cases.
Well, true. It's almost like you have to wait till someone is almost or harmed before they'll do anything.
Well, I mean, you remember what they told us initially, that unfortunately this guy has more rights than we do.
Yeah, which is absolutely crazy.
I mean, to say to us that because he has a mental illness that he has more rights than my family has or that my daughter has.
Right. And we, on Chrisley Confessions, you guys all know that we believe mental health is important. It is. We are always about making awareness for mental health issues, but this is so much more. This is so much different.
Yes, this is not. This is not just someone suffering from bipolar.
Yeah.
This is someone who is shooting drugs in their veins.
Yeah.
This is someone who has already been convicted of very serious crimes.
Yes,
this is someone who has been in psych wards and escaped from the psychiatric hospital.
It's a very, very serious situation, but hopefully this will, you know.
Hopefully this warrant, they will pick him up now, or if they can't find him, it will be a deterrent because he claims to listen to the podcast. He listens, you know, he stalks Savannah's social media and ours. So now you, Ryan, are aware that there is a warrant for your arrest. So if you're tuning into this podcast this morning, I gave you my word when you called my daughter's phone 2 nights ago that if you kept fucking with me, that I would have your ass arrested. Your day has come. Now, if you come near my home or you come near my daughter, there are people that's got something for you there, too. So just giving you that heads up so you can't say that you wasn't warned. It's like with a child, you know, you tell them, don't put your hand in the fire. It's going to burn you. Don't put your hand on that stove. It's hot. But until they stick their hand on that stove, they don't listen to you and then they realize it's hot. Ryan, we are hot. So I think that was a little bit of the catalyst this morning of just kind of just being on edge. And, you know, folks, people think, oh, it's so glamorous. People think it's so glamorous to be on television and to have this celebrity life. And, you know, we've been asked a million times, You know, Todd, what is the pros and what are the cons of being on television? Would you do it again? And, you know, I have to tell you, the pros are yes. You know, there has been a lot of great things to happen, you know, because of the show. But there's also been a lot of bad things to come from the show. And, you know, we've given up every ounce of our privacy, even to those that don't deserve it. And, you know, as much as I love our fans, as much as I love you guys, you know, tuning into Chrisley Confessions and Chrisley Knows Best and Growing Up Chrisley and now Julie's Cooking Show that's coming out and then my other two shows that are coming out, I greatly appreciate you guys watching the shows and accepting us in your lives as part of your family. But we have to draw the line when it comes to you coming to our home. You can't just come to our home, climb fences, jump gates, you know, and come to our door at 11:30 at night or press our call box and say you drove from 5 hours from Texas, you know, to meet us. As much as we love to hear that we mean that much to you, it's boundaries.
Yeah.
It's having respectful boundaries. Mm-hmm. I would never come to your home at 11 o'clock at night and knock on your door and say, hey, I just wanted to come by and say thank you for being such a great fan.
Right. Or approach our children. Like
yes.
Grayson and Chloe, because, I mean, they are minors. And I would never go out here and approach someone else's minor children. And
I mean, this happened with security.
They're in a difficult situation because they have been taught to be respectful, to have manners. But there's also this level of security. You don't know who's pulling up and rolling down their window. If it is just someone that loves our show and that feels invested and feels like they know us, or if it's someone that don't have those pure intentions. So, you know, it's hard because we have to tell the kids, you stay away from cars. You don't go up. When someone rolls the window down and wants to talk and wants to, no. Because there are bad things that can happen.
And you know, and I think.
So it's not a direct reflection on our fans or us trying to be rude, but it is about making sure that our children stay safe.
Exactly. And, you know, and that incident just occurred this past week, you know, with a car, a silver Expedition.
Gray was outside.
Grayson was outside on his scooter, uh-huh. skateboard thing, uh-huh. or whatever it was. And they got into our neighborhood. And they came straight to our driveway. Now, folks, you just heard me say there's 24-hour security with us. And the security was standing there at the top of the driveway, but watching Grayson on his, what's that thing?
Board? It's a skateboard. Yeah, it's like a electric skateboard.
And these people kept saying, I need you to get your dad, your dad and Savannah or Chase? No, mm-hmm. your dad and Savannah and Chase to come outside and take a picture with us. And Grayson's been taught, do not speak. Just keep going. And because people want you to make eye contact with them, that way they can lure you in. And so we've told him, do not speak to anyone. You know what's going on. You're going to be in our care, and we're going to have someone watching you at all times. These people were relentless. They were relentless, demanding that he go get his family and come out and take a picture with them. Folks, we don't owe that. We're on television. You're watching the show. We want you to be a part of the show. We want you to love our family. And in return, we want to respect you and give you what it is that you tune in for, which is the truth about what's going on in our lives, and to maybe let you know that we've had some of the same things that you've had go on, and that through laughter, you can get through it. That's what we want to do. But we don't want people coming to our home at 11 o'clock at night or 11:30 at night. We don't want you approaching our children and asking them to come to your car so you can take a selfie with them. We don't want you coming up to us in a restaurant and sitting down at our table and intruding upon that family time. And, you know, we've never said no. And I think that that's part of it.
Yeah.
We have never said no to anyone that came up to us for a photograph. We've had people to come and sit down at our table, drunk, wanting to put their hands all over us, wanting to get a selfie with us. You know, man, I love you. Man, you're the best. I appreciate that you feel comfortable enough to do that, but don't, because it makes us feel uncomfortable. And with what we're going through now with this stalker and all of the horrific stories that are out there, we just need to have respectful boundaries.
Yep.
And that means our home is off limits. And, you know, so going back to what you were talking about Wednesdays, today was that morning. And then I got the call on the way to the podcast that the warrant was being signed. So that gives us another layer. And as the police here said, listen, it's not the cure, but it's the start.
Right.
Now we have the warrant. If he shows up at your home, if he shows up around y'all, we now can take this warrant. We can get the restraining order that if he comes within 500 feet of any of the family members, he's arrested on the spot. So, you know, we're grateful for that. And we're grateful for, you know, the police here in Nashville that have done their job and that continue to check on us and that make sure that we're okay, that have added extra patrolling, you know, around our home. You know, they've got security cameras up on our street. You know, they have gone above and beyond. So we are so grateful for that. So if any law enforcement officers are listening that have helped us, we just want you to know that we are grateful for all that you've done for us. Spring cleaning time. If it's not supporting you, it doesn't belong in your life. That means it's time to spring fling away your last year's sagging elastic underwear and step into some new Tommy John's hammock pouch underwear. Now, folks, when you're wearing Tommy John's hammock pouch underwear, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. And all of you guys know what I'm talking about. You don't want to keep shifting all the time. And with Tommy, he handles it for you. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. Fanatics that call Tommy John's hammock pouch one of the life's greatest inventions. One of life's greatest inventions, folks, because it lets the jewels hang where they need to hang. With dozens of comfort innovations, once you've tried Tommy John underwear, you're never going back. It's just the truth. You're not going to go back. Like an air mesh interior hammock and moisture-wicking fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. Now, we all know none of us want to be walking around with dusty balls. None of us want to be walking around uncomfortable, and Tommy makes sure that we don't do that. With over 13 million pairs sold, balls across America love Tommy John underwear. I know mine do. Because everything stays in place. No more flopping, sticking, or chafing. And guys, you know what Tommy's talking about. Tommy John underwear has a non-rolling waistband for the perfect fit. The legs never ride up, and you're covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Free, folks. It's a guarantee from Tommy. And right now, you'll get $25 off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/CC. That's $25 off site-wide on underwear and loungewear at TommyJohn.com/CC. TommyJohn.com/CC. See for details. So what else can we talk about right now before we jump into calls? What else is, you know, I filmed the first episode of a new show yesterday, which is a prank show, folks.
Super exciting.
With a major country music artist here in Nashville. And we set him on fire. You know, my co-host is Caroline Bryan, Luke Bryan's wife. And Caroline and I our first prank came off so, so good. So we're so happy about that. And I can't wait for you guys to see it. It's going to be amazing. So, you know, the way the premise of the show's working is that, you know, we prank a celebrity, someone in our phone. And then when we prank that person now becomes our accomplice to prank someone in their phone. And it goes on and on and on and on. So we have someone different a different celebrity working with us every
right
every
and
Friday.
Not just maybe it's not just going to be somebody in Nashville. It's not just going to be somebody in country music. It may be, you know, someone in movies, someone in sports, someone who knows where the, who they
exactly
may be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's you never know.
You never
who
know
it might
who
be.
I'm coming for, folks. You never know when I might get you.
Yeah, this is going to be super exciting.
It's going to be amazing. And then I finished up my first episode of the dating show. And so that has now been completed. And so and that's turned out so, so, so good.
I think that one's going to be, that one's going to be fun too. You know, that, I think that dating show was, I think back to day one of filming Chrisley Knows Best. And I remember us getting in the car. We were in Buckhead. And I said, you know, I've watched reality TV and I've said, you know, does stuff like that really happen? And then I got in the car and I'm like, that really just happened. And I think you had one of those moments while filming your dating show.
I
that
did.
You're like,
it was like,
is this for real?
Yeah.
Or is it scripted or
right.
what?
I was like, it takes a lot, folks, to shut me up and to shock me. But this first episode shocked the shit out of me. I was like, did he just say that?
Did she just say that?
And we wonder why neither have no one to date. So, you know, that has turned out amazing. So I'm excited about that. So we did that. Savannah's got her launch of her cosmetic line, the second launch. First one sold out 3 times, which was amazing. And they kept running it until they had no more product. And it sold out. And she did so well with that. So her second collection.
Super excited about this one. I think it's going to be really, I know it's going to be really
great. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. And, you know, she's working on, you know, because she, and, you know, when she and Nick broke up, she started working on a collection. It's called the Breakup Collection. And she has a day look and an evening look. And the names that she has come up with for these collections are amazing. And the product, I mean, I was looking online the other day, just scrolling through Instagram, and there was 2 huge makeup artists there in Los Angeles, and they were taking pictures of their go-tos, and both of them had Sassy in their go-to. They had Nashville Nights was a lip liner, and then they had another, it was an eye color or something that they used. And I took a screenshot and sent them to Savannah, and I said, look, you've made it in L.A. So, you know, grateful for that. She's got her fragrance coming. I think she's got, is it August that her cosmetics release again?
She's
July.
Got something in April.
Is it April?
Yeah, she's got something in April, then something like in June, something in July, something in August.
Well, I think it's
busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, I think in July she has her new line of hair care products, her hair blower, the straightener, mm-hmm. and some other stuff that she has, you know, put together. And she has the patent on this, folks. She didn't just go put her name, our daughter, but looks more like me. She didn't just go and take a blow dryer and slap her name on it. She went and created a blow dryer that is going to, I think it's going to change the way that people blow dry their hair.
Yeah,
and
great.
I think salons are going to love it.
Yes.
She has this great feature on there.
Yeah. So which we'll keep as a surprise,
but it's a great feature that I think all professional hairstylists are going to love.
Yeah.
And then she made sure that this hair straightener, which folks, I don't know a whole lot about straightening hair. Shocking that Todd would not know everything. But this thing that she did, it makes sure that it does not burn your hair.
That's good. You know, if they would have had hair straighteners, you would have probably used it in high school. Because how you had your Billy Idol up high? See, you could have used that straightener to, like, pull it straight up high.
If they had had one out, I wasn't afraid to burn my damn hair off.
You could have pulled it up and made your hair really straight.
And sprayed it with Aquanet. Yes, I would have been good to go. I know she's got that coming out. Then she's got the second launch of Sassy by Savannah. Then she's got her fragrance that's coming out.
Yeah.
So she's busy. So we're very blessed with that. Chase's candles sold out twice.
Chase and I are actually working on a candle for Mother's Day release that he has chosen to donate his profits for this particular candle to breast cancer charities.
Yes, and I love that.
He did that for me for Mother's Day.
I love that. And so his sold out twice. He's now in the third round, and so now he's making these candles bigger. And, you know, he's so excited about that. And I'm so grateful that and blessed that my kids have a passion and that they're working towards that. And Grayson's got a clothing line that he's starting, a streetwear line. And the things that this kid at 14 years old, when he came and showed me these, you know, these sketches of what he wanted to do and how he wanted the shoes to look and his, you know, his streetwear that this young group calls it. I said, I don't want you doing things that hangs below people's underwear and sagging asses and all that mess. And he said, Daddy, I'm not doing that. So, I mean, just to know that he's 14 years old and he's done that.
For sure.
I'm so blessed that these kids are working and following their dreams and pursuing what they need to pursue. And, you know, something I wanted to address that this asshole posted on Chase's Instagram a couple of weeks ago. I got him on Instagram, by the way, and he blocked his account. Everyone wants to say that our kids are where they are, you know, because of what you and I have and what we've given them. And a lot of that is true.
Right.
A lot of that is true. But folks, what are we supposed to do with what we have? Aren't we supposed to lift each other up with it? What good does it do, Julie and I, to work every day and to put our money in the bank and let it sit there and watch our children struggle? We're not going to do that. I'm not asking for your opinion because I don't give a shit. I'm going to do what I want to do when it comes to my kids. But this guy said, you're nothing but a blank, blank stain, and your mother should have aborted you.
What?
Yes, this isn't a message. Your mother should have aborted you. You are worthless. You would be nothing without your dad and his name. I don't think people understand that these kids work every day of their life except Sunday.
Yeah, but I don't understand. Who says that?
I mean, they work 6 days a week filming a show. Well, they work, 4 days a week filming a show? We're 4 days a week, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so 4 days a week filming a show, and 2 days a week, they're working on their other projects. Now, keep in mind, during those 4 days, they're still having to work on those projects.
Right.
And their mother and I are not involved in those. We don't have any involvement in that. These are things that they chose to do. So for people who want to say things like that, you are saying things like that to my children who are adults.
But who are also our children.
Right. But they're also adults to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't faze them. You faze me.
Right.
As a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't faze my children because they know who they belong to in the end. And they know who God entrusted them with. So between God, Todd, and Julie, our children have all they need.
Right.
So when you come at them and make a negative response with your 27 followers, looking ratchet as hell with three teeth, worry about finding your other 20-something teeth before you start counting how much money Julie and I have given our kids. It ain't none of your damn business. We ain't giving it to you. We're not buying you no new noofs.
You are so bad.
I don't care. Julie's sitting here, folks, in this podcast telling me, you need to stop. That's awful. No, I don't need to stop because it was awful for him to have said what he said.
Well, I know, but two wrongs don't make a right.
You know what? I hope before I die I can adhere to that. But I also adhere to the scripture when it says an eye for an eye and a noof for a noof. So I don't care.
We better get to some callers because you are just too much today.
First caller, please.
Hey, Todd. My name is Michelle from Brecksville, Ohio. And I just want to say how much we love watching you guys, my whole entire family and my husband. It's been a pretty rough year, right? COVID. I work in a school district. I'm a special ed assistant and an educational aide working alongside the teachers. And it's been almost a year since our school shut down. You know, of course, we went back in. But you really gave us that laugh that, you know, whenever we're feeling down or blue, we put you guys on, and you just really bring joy to our family watching you guys. You're so real. You know, we've had some problems with my older boy with drugs on my younger son's birthday, and it was a bit challenging. And I don't know how you dealt with it. I would love to hear, if you want to talk about it, how you dealt with some of your kids that did things that maybe they probably shouldn't have, made some bad choices. And it was really hard because I went from 0 to 100, and I blew up, right? And we keep an eye on him. He's doing well. But we love you guys, and we love watching you, and I think you're such a great – he's just great role model for everybody, and we always have faith, right? We look to God to take away our troubles, and we pray. So God bless the both of you. We love you watching you guys, and have a great day.
Thank you so much, Michelle. You know, we've always given praise to teachers because, you know, you entrust your child with someone who you pay your housekeeper more salary than what the teacher's making. So, you know, we applaud you and we thank you for your service, you know, for dealing with someone else's children all day long. And then you realize, like with your son, you're busy taking care of other people's children while your child is having an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been very public with our struggles in our family with our son, you know, with our son Kyle. And, you know, Kyle had a lot of issues. You know, Kyle just had a lot of issues. He turned to drugs to try to numb a lot of that pain that was left over from his mother having no relationship with him, to other things that had happened in his life that we never knew about. So I think that it's a journey, and, you know, it's almost like it's a marathon. And you have to look at it and say, well, first of all, you have to care less about people's opinions and more about your child's opinion of themselves. All of us as parents, we get lulled into this moment of, oh my God, we can't let anyone know that our child's doing this. You know, if they find out that our child's doing this, then they won't let their child play with our child anymore. Or that they'll get kicked out of this group, or they'll get kicked. Stop living for someone else's approval that is not sitting at your table.
If you could see and taste this bacon from moinkbox.com, you would order it right now. But for now, I'm seeing it and tasting it. It is delicious, and I'm telling you, you've got to get moinkbox.com. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and wild-caught Alaskan salmon direct to your door, helping family farms become financially independent outside of big agriculture. Their animals are raised outdoors, their fish swim wild in the ocean, and Moink meat is free of antibiotics, hormones, sugar, and all the other junk you find in prepackaged in the meat aisle. Sign up at moinkbox.com/cc to get a year of ground beef for free, and then pick up what meats you want delivered with your first box. Change what you get each month or cancel anytime. My box that I received, it had ground beef, it had fillets, it had ribeyes, it had some sausage, it had some bacon, it had some chicken. And I can tell you, we have just about gone through our box and it was absolutely delicious. I mean, I love the sausage. I get sausage from my hometown, from a farm there. And I have to tell you that this was as good as that. And that is saying something, because I literally have that sausage, my mom to bring it when she comes. So now that I have Moink Box, I don't have to do that, which is great. Join the Moink movement today. Go to moinkbox.com/cc right now. And listeners from our show get free ground beef for a year. That's 1 year of the best ground beef you'll ever taste, but for a limited time. spelled M-O-I-N-K box.com/CC. That's moinkbox.com/CC. And also, I believe it's, as parents, we want to take blame. We want to take it personal when our child faces difficulties or has issues that they're dealing with. And a lot of the times it's completely out of our control. It's nothing. It's no reflection on you as a parent.
And that took me a long time.
That did take you a long time because you took it personal.
And I guess my thing, Michelle, for me is that I've never drank. I've never done drugs. I've never even tried it, never experimented with alcohol or drugs. So then I had Kyle doing drugs. And I was like, where is this coming from? He's never seen alcohol in our home. He's never seen us smoke a cigarette. He's never been around it. Where the hell is this coming from? So I went from one rehab to the next, spent over $1 million getting this, thinking I'm helping my child. And I'm helping someone right now in another state with her son. And she literally has said, you have saved my life and my son's life. Because I had nowhere to go to get this information. But folks, it's our job to pay it forward. None of the rehabs worked with Kyle. And it took a long time for me to stop doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Rehab only works when the person who signs up for it is looking to be rehabbed. You cannot force someone into it and then think that that's not on board with the process and think they're going to get on board. They got to want it. And it took Kyle being roughly 3.5 years out of our life. I still had someone follow him to send me pictures that he was doing okay. I knew where he was. I did that, but I had to learn to love Kyle from a distance because I had to protect the rest of the family. And so I get through that battle, and then I find out at 19 that Chase has started drinking. He's going out with his buddies. He's drinking alcohol. He's going to strip clubs. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Where did our parenting go wrong? What did we do to cause this? Well, let me tell you something, Michelle. You didn't do a thing to cause it. If you know in your life that what you did was the right thing to do in raising your children, if you provided them a good, decent, stable home and an upbringing, if you taught them right from wrong, if you kept them away from alcohol and drugs and strip clubs, if your kids never saw that and they went out and chose to pursue that on their own, that's a decision that they made. But because I love my children so much, I literally, through therapy, realized that I was taking on that to try to shelter them from their own reality. And we finally said, nope, done. Chase, you're cut off. If you choose to go to strip clubs with your buddies, you'll do it on what money you have. You won't do it on ours. That is someone's daughter. It's someone's sister. It's someone's grandchild. You shouldn't be promoting it by taking your money to it. He continued on for what? 6 months, maybe?
Six months,
because I kept a lot of it from Julie. But he kept on for about 6 months, and I finally just stopped communicating with him. And what happened with that?
Well, that devastated him.
Because Chase loves his family, and he knows his family loves him. But he also knows we're not going to put up with the shit. So literally after about 6 weeks of me not communicating with him, he came to me and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I just got... All of my friends were doing it, and I mean, I wanted to be in the crowd, and I just did it. And you're right, and I'm not going to do it anymore. And he doesn't do it anymore. Chase is with us every day. He's cut all of the friends that he was going out doing this stuff with. He's cut them off. They're not in his circle anymore. He's dating a beautiful young girl. I mean, you know, she's whether they end up together, whether they don't, I think they both have been very positive for each other. She comes from a great family, and you and I love them all. And Chase had that moment. And I think most kids have those moments as they're venturing into adulthood.
Right.
Savannah, we've never had that problem with. We've never had alcohol and drugs have never been a thing. She's never done that. And we've never had a problem with it. you know, I think Savannah's dated some assholes. And I had to break her from that cycle. You know, you're not Captain Save-A-Ho. You cannot be going out here and trying to rescue all the downtrodden at your expense. And, you know, and I think that she did that. And I said, stop looking for charity cases. Look for someone that you can spend the rest of your life with. Date to marry. Do not date for recreation. Date to marry. I don't need you going out here. Don't, and for all you callers, because I know you're going to send your emails in about test driving a car. You don't need to test drive every make and model of every vehicle that's on the highway to know which one is best. So at the end of the day, that's kind of what we've taught her. We teach Grayson that, you know, there's nothing good to come from alcohol, drugs, premarital sex. And this is coming from a reformed hoe, because I had the premarital sex. It's how I got my first, well, it wasn't even a marriage. It was my first lockdown. And, you know, you don't need to be doing it. So, you know, I raised my children, do as I say, not as I've done. Because if you go by what I did, you're going to end up with some of the same consequences that I ended up with. And I don't want that on Chase. I don't want Chase out here having children with someone that he's not in love with, that he doesn't even love. I don't want Chase out here having children out of wedlock, or Savannah having children out of wedlock. I don't want that. And, but now if they do it, I'm not going to desert them or abandon them, because they're my children and it would be my grandchild and I would still love it. But it's not what I advocate. So, Michelle, I think that what you need to do, darling, is you need to know that by the grace of God go you and I. And just because we're sitting in a different zip code than you, or we might make more money than you do, or we might live in a bigger house than you live in, we're having the same problems. You have words with your husband. Judah, do you have words with your husband?
Yeah. Especially on Wednesday.
You're catty today. But, you know, you have those moments. And everyone has the moment. And we're not judged from the moment. We're judged from how we deal with what goes on in that moment. And at the end of the day, don't adhere to anyone else's judgment of you, because if you start allowing a third party's opinion to take up free space in your head, you've given them free rent. Don't do that. Love your child, but your child is doing great right now, but they've already shown you that they're willing to go that road. So you need to stay on top of them. You need to get them in, you need to get into counseling and find out why this occurred, and to make sure that you are constantly in constant contact with your child, no lock on the cell phone, access to the emails, access to the Snapchats that they delete or that goes away, Instagram. If he is still in your home and you are paying for his phone, you should have access to all of the above. At the moment that he denies you that access, he's denying you that access because he's hiding something. It's not about his principles, because if he had any principles, he wouldn't have been doing damn drugs. So that is my advice to you, and I hope that some of it helps you. Good luck to you, and God bless you and your family. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Lauren calling from Jackson, Alabama. And I just want to say that I love your show. It's so funny and so relatable. And I just want to ask, how do you guys just deal with everything in your life on a day-to-day basis? Thank you.
Lauren from Jackson, Alabama, you're so sweet. You are going to have good days and bad days, no matter if you're rich or poor or middle of the road, or you live in a mansion or you live in a hovel. You're going to have good days and bad days. Every day is not going to be great, but every day is a blessing. Every day is not going to be bad, but every day is not going to be beautiful either. So we deal with it as it comes. We don't sit around and wait and buy a problem. When the problem knocks, we answer and we try to deal with it as best we know how. So my advice to you, darling, is for you to live your life that God has given you to the very fullest. Pursue every dream that you have. Love who you want to love. And be grateful to God that He is your Lord and Savior, and that He created you in His likeness, so that you can go out here and live in peace because God sacrificed his peace so that you could have it. So I hope that that helps you, darling. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Julie. This is Austin Lutz from Henderson, Kentucky. I know I'm going to mess this up. I'm going to stutter or something. I don't know. I'm bad at voicemails. But anyways, I'm 28 years old. Listen to you guys. Watch your show all the time. Love you guys so much. You guys really hit close to my family. I'm the middle child, 28. My sister is in her 30s, and my little brother is 16. So we really relate to you guys. And my grandmother, she is identical to Nanny Faye. And we just lost her recently to leukemia. She was battling it and passed away, and it's been rough on everybody. But your guys' show just brings life to her, to us still, and hearing the jokes and the raunchy humor, just like my grandmother had, just really lightens it up for us and helps us. So I just wanted to thank you guys for that. And we love you guys' show. Going to keep watching it. My wife and I, we watch it every chance we get when our two daughters are asleep. But raising them, just loving watching you guys and the humor. So thank you very much. God bless y'all. Have a great day. Thank you.
Well, Austin, you did not stutter, and you left a perfect voicemail.
Yes, you did.
And we are grateful that you did. First, I'm sorry about the loss of your grandmother, because I know that losing a loved one is the worst thing in the world. But to hear you speak of her the way that you do is the legacy that she left behind for you. And that you should so be grateful for. Julie?
Absolutely, Austin. And I'm glad that Nanny Faye can bring you that smile and that relatability to your grandmother. And yes, she is. She is a treasure. So we are grateful to have her and to know that she still has so much life left. And she is, sometimes I wonder where she gets her energy. I really don't know.
You know, but Austin, thank you so much, because that was such a kind voicemail. And we're grateful to you and your wife and your family that watches the show. Because if we make one person feel better from watching the show, then it was worth our time to do that episode.
Absolutely.
So for that, mm-hmm. we're grateful. I mean, it was so, such a blessing. Yesterday, I got an email from the network and said that the finale was one of the highest rated finales ever.
Really?
And I think about the episodes that are coming for you guys and the messages that are in those that are just blessings. So I thank you so much. And Austin, I hope that our paths cross. Not at my house at 11:30 at night.
Right.
Not jumping a gate, but I hope that our paths cross in some way.
Absolutely.
Good luck to you and God bless, buddy. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Julie. This is Brittany from Indianapolis. I'm sitting in my car with my dog right now, Cocker Spaniel, getting ready to go get his food at Petco. Got tortured at the groomers today. Anyway, I just wanted to call first and tell you guys that my mom and I are two of your biggest fans, for sure in Indianapolis, but we are so grateful to you guys, because that 25 minutes a week that we get to sit down together, enjoy your show, has really brought a lot of closeness and something for us to bond on, and I really appreciate that. We love seeing your family and everything. It's just, we love it. It's so down to earth and real and raw, but still hilarious. Anyway, the reason we're calling is because you guys have been talking about some of your new ventures out with, like, Julie's cooking show and, I guess, the prank show. But I thought I remember you saying something about a Nanny Faye show or something to do with, like, seniors. I'm just curious about the status of that, because that was something that my mom and I are, like, super invested in. And I was just wondering if that was still going to happen. I would love to hear back. Thank you.
Hey, Brittany from Indianapolis. Thank you so much for your kind words. And we love that you and your mom can bond over the show. We hear that so, so many times where families have bonded, whether it's parents with their kids or just family members or just everybody watching it from different places and then having something they can talk about that they have in common. So we absolutely love that. And as far as a Nanny Faye show, Todd?
Yes, there is going to be a Nanny Faye show. And she, along with three of her friends, just think Golden Girls meets the movie Hangover.
That's the perfect analogy.
And it's going to be amazing. And when you find out who her friends are, you are going to be even more amazed how fantastic this is going to be.
Yes.
So I think that's going
to... Well, I think you have to keep in mind COVID kind of put a halt on everything.
Right.
And because of their age and just the risk factors, you know, we just wanted to be so, so careful and make sure that, as we do every day with our show, that everyone is protected and that we are operating in as safe an environment as we possibly can. But it is coming, so stay tuned, Brittany.
Yes, I think that all of you will be amazed.
Yes.
If you ever loved the Golden Girls.
Which we did.
Which we still do.
We still do, but we did. I mean, that was like...
If you ever... I mean, because, you know, Chase and him have started watching it, and Chase says, I said, I think I would be Blanche. And he goes, no, you're Dorothy. So, which I loved Dorothy.
Yeah, I loved them all.
I loved Bea Arthur when she was in Maude and made guest appearances on All in the Family. Mm. I loved her. And I mean, do you remember Maude?
I don't think I remember.
Because it was
one.
You were probably because you're 5 years mm-hmm. 5 years younger than mm-hmm. me. But Maude was the first show on television mm-hmm. that dealt with abortion.
Really?
Yes. She went and had an abortion because she on her show. And
that was groundbreaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that if you've ever loved Golden Girls and you've ever watched the movie Hangover, then you are going to be in for a treat with Nanny Faye and her girlfriends when they hit the streets. So I hope that I'm so grateful that you tune in, and we're grateful that you called in today. Thank you so much. Next caller, please.
Hi, guys. My name's Maria, and I have a question. You guys do real estate, so I want your guys' opinion. We bought a house in a wonderful neighborhood with the land that we want. The issue is the house is not the house that we want. We want a ranch with an open floor plan. Instead, we have a two-story colonial house. So, do we sell it, make money off of it, and build on a piece of land that's not necessarily our dream land, like we're on right now? Do we stay there and kind of make it work? We wouldn't be able to switch it over to a ranch. It would still have to be a two-story home, but kind of make it our own. Or do we tear the house down and build a new one? I guess I just need your real estate perspective on it. And let me know what you guys think from that standpoint. Thank you so much. Bye.
Hi, Maria. Okay, I'm going to give you my short version, then I'm going to let Todd do it. I think there's a lot of variables here. First of all, you know, I don't know what part of the country you're in. I mean, the real estate market here in Nashville is crazy.
On fire.
Crazy. I will tell you, and what I have always told my clients, they are not making any more land. So land is what it is, and it is hard to come by. So I'm not sure, again, what your profit margin is, how much you can make, you know, what your market is for you to turn around and have to buy. So there's a lot of things that I would need to know in order to make an educated, to give you an educated answer on this. However, if you can make the house what you, that you could love the house and the land is already your dream land, I would probably say to stay there. Todd, what do you think?
I think that she sounds young.
Yes.
And I think that if she can make money off of her current home,
mm-hmm.
and she can go to other land,
mm-hmm.
I think that she's too young to settle. I think she should pursue her dream of having this open ranch that she wants.
Yeah. I love a ranch, too.
Yes, I think you should pursue that dream. I don't think you should be tearing down a good house, just right. you know, and especially if your HOA is not going to let you build what you want to build.
Right, that's true. But she's on land, so she might not have that.
No,
but
she mentioned that.
Oh, okay.
And so I think that, you know, if you're, just so that I'm clear, if you don't have an HOA,
yeah.
and you can build what you want to build and it's the perfect land for you, and you've got the resources to tear your house down and do that, then do that. Me personally, I think I would sell that, find my next perfect piece of land where I could see myself in the home that I've always dreamed of, and then the land becomes your perfect piece of land.
Right. That makes sense.
So that's kind of what my advice is to you.
Absolutely.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Chrisley family. I just wanted to say hello from North Carolina. I wanted to make a comment about Savannah's makeup line. I was really skeptical, but when I got my Chrisley box this Christmas, I was really blown away. I'm a Strictly Chanel girl, and I will tell you, her eyeliner and mascara have Chanel beat up one side and down the other. It doesn't flake. It goes on smooth. I mean, you guys might have to start paying me for the amount of people that I have told to go buy Savannah, Sassy by Savannah makeup. Just wanted to let you guys know, love everything Chrisley. Have a great day.
Hi, caller from North Carolina. You have just made our day, and you, this is truly made our day. I am so appreciative of you telling your friends. I'm so appreciative of you being so open and honest of what you love. I could not agree more with the mascara. It's amazing. You know, and if you will reach out to me via social media, either Facebook or Instagram, maybe I could get you a little something, something to come your way for the new collection, just to give you to get your feedback on it, because we always love to hear great feedback. And this is amazing. So I'm hoping and I cannot wait for the mascara to be back restocked, because I do feel like it is starting to catch on and more people are telling me how much they love it.
Well, I mean, you know, Savannah gets hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of messages daily on her Sassy by Savannah. So if you're not following Sassy by Savannah on Instagram, you should go and follow there. But she gets literally, like yesterday, she got 386 messages. There was not one that did not have a positive thing to say about mm-hmm. a different product that they were using. And this mascara seems to be the thing that people keep coming back to, that and the lip kits. Mm-hmm. And they have compared it to all of the high end. Mm-hmm. They were comparing to Armani. They compared to Chanel,
right.
and said, I will never spend that kind of money again as long as Savannah creates this product.
Well, and I think this is truly a testament to the work that Savannah has put into this, because her goal from day one was to put out an amazing product
that was affordable.
That people that most people could afford, and that the majority could afford. And so I truly feel like she is doing that. And I think that is a great, great thing that everybody can afford
and
enjoy it.
Yes, because that was always, and I don't know if a lot of you know, that when Savannah created Sassy by Savannah, we never knew this until her launch party, that a girl in her school had said to her one day in the locker room, it's easy for you to look the way you do because you have money. And Savannah said that stuck with her for the rest, you know, all the way up to now. Mm-hmm. And that resonated with my mother, because my mother was that girl in that locker room who had no money.
Right.
Growing up. And so Savannah always wanted to make it. And my mother would always say, well, honey, make it to where everybody can afford it. The rich people can buy whatever they want, but those little girls that don't have that money, they can't.
Mm-hmm.
And Savannah always kept that in her mind.
Yep.
And that's what she's done with Sassy by Savannah.
Absolutely.
And so we're blessed. So thank you so very much Folks, on that note, we are out of time.
Right. And before we go, I think it's important that we, you know, that we just take a minute to know this is the week leading up to Easter.
The resurrection, you know, of our Lord and Savior.
I think we have to mention that. And what an amazing, beautiful thing that is. And just take the time to stop and think, whatever your religious background is. But also know that it's the time of renewing. It's the time of rebirth. It's the time of starting over. And I think that's a message that we like to constantly make sure that we voice on this podcast, and that we're going to continue to do so. So I hope your week is wonderful. I hope you're able to spend it safely with your family and with your loved ones this Easter. And so until next week.
Until next week. Friday is Good Friday. Sunday is Easter. Spend it with those that you love, and don't forget to give credit where credit's due. Until next week, love each other, lift each other up, and keep each other safe. Good luck and God bless.